إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. We begin by praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with praises, exaltations that only He is worthy of. We begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa ba'd. Then the topic inshaAllah for today's reminder is the equality of men and women in Islam. The equality of men and women in Islam. And as it is known, barakallahu feekum, that umuman, Islam does not propagate the equality of men and women. Generally, Islam does not propagate the equality of men and women, but rather Islam propagates justice between men and women. And the two are not synonymous. The two words, equality and justice, they are not synonymous. Tayyib. On many occasions, you will have either equality or you have justice. You're not going to have both at the same time. In Islam, you find in those affairs where equality stems from justice, that Islam considers the men and the women equal. When deeming them equal does not take away from justice, then they are considered equal. But when it takes away from justice, then they are not considered equal. We're going to look at two ayat, insha'Allah ta'ala. The first of them from Surah An-Nisa, the 34th ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah An-Nisa, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَبِمَا أَنفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. The men, they are the caretakers, the maintainers of women. Because of that which Allah gave them above the women. And because of what they spend from their wealth upon the women. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, الرِّجَالُ, the men. What's the meaning of it? It is the plural of the word jam'. It is the plural of the word رَجُل. الرِّجَال is the plural of الرَّجُل, the men. وَهُوَ جَمْعُ تَكْسِيرٌ وَالرَّجُلُ هُوَ الْبَالِغُ مِنْ ذُكُورِ بَنِي آدَمْ. A rajul is the baligh, the one who has reached the age of puberty from amongst the males of the human species. So when it says الرِّجَالُ, the meaning is not الْأَوْلَادِ, it is not that the boys are included in this. The boys, yani الرِّجَالُ does not include the boys. It only includes the males of the species that have attained puberty, that have reached the age of puberty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says regarding them, they are qawwamun. They are qawwamun. They are the caretakers of the men. I mean, they are the caretakers of the women. Why? Bima faddala Allahu ba'dahum ala ba'd. Because of how Allah has raised one of them over the other. How has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised one over the other? زَادَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ Allah has raised them, for example, in their strength in their bodies, in that apparent strength which is known of them. Shaykh Salih Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he says, وَالَّذِي فضل الله به الرجال على النساء القوة الظاهرة والباطنة. How has Allah increased the men over the women with strength which is apparent and strength which is hidden? فالقوة الظاهرة قوة البدن. As for the apparent strength, it is the strength of the body. وَلِهَذَا تَجِدُ الرَّجُلُ For this reason you find the man. بَلْ تَجِدُ الذَّكَرْ حَتَّى مِنْ غَيْرِ بَنِي آدَمْ Rather you find the male, even if it is of a species other than men, other than the children of Adam, you find the male to be stronger than the woman. You find them to have more strength than the female of any species. Not only the human species, but any species. وَالْقُوَّةُ الْبَاطِنَةُ Then you have the hidden. Then you have the hidden strength. And that is التَّحَمُّلْ وَالصَّبَرْ Patience. الذَّكَاءُ Wisdom. العقل Intellect. شُجَاعَ Courage. وَمَا إِلَى ذَٰلِكَ And others, affairs such as this. المهم أَنَّ اللَّهَ فَضَّلَ الرِّجَالَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ What is important is to understand that Allah has given strength, the upper hand to men over women, in that which is apparent and that which is hidden. وَهَذَا التَّفْضِيلُ بِإِعْتِبَارِ الْجِنْسِ And when we say this afdaliyah, this higher status, it is based upon jinns, yani the species. We are not speaking about specific individuals, right? Because if that was the case, then without a doubt, akhi, don't eat while the dars is going on. Don't eat while the dars is going on. And the children, call them up here and have them sit down. Sit down up here. Both of you sit in the front. So we are speaking min haythil jins. We are speaking from the angle of the species. And other than that, then without a doubt, no one today has the status that is that of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. The men or the women. Or Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Or Maryam alayhi salam. Or Asiya alayhi salam. Or other than them. There are many women that are better than us. Without a doubt. So this is min hayfil jins we are speaking. From the species. The Shaykh, he gives an example. And he says, أَنَّهُ يُوجَدُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَنْ هُوَ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ There is present amongst the women those that are better than many of the men. لِأَنَّنَا إِذَا قُلْنَا بِتَفْضِيلِ الْجِنْسِ صَارَ الْعِبْرَ بِالْعُمُومِ لَا بِالْخُصُوصِ So when we say that one sex is better than the other, then we are saying this generally. We are not speaking about this specifically. كَمَا نَقُولُ مَثَلًا As we would say, for example, التابعون أفضل من تابع من تابع التابعين. The تابعون, those يعني the students of the Sahaba, the generation that came after the Sahaba, they are better than the أتباع التابعين. لكن هذا لا يعني أن كل واحد من التابعين أفضل من كل واحد من التابع التابعين. But the meaning of this is not that every one of the tabi'een was better than the atba'u tabi'een. This is not the meaning. إذا يوجد في اتباع التابعين من هو من اتباع التابعين من هو أفضل من كثير من التابعين. But rather you will find from amongst the اتباع التابعين those that are better than many of the tabi'een. So why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given the maintenance? Why are the men, the caretakers, the maintainers of the women? بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ, because of how Allah has blessed one over the other with this quwwah. الْقُوَّةُ الْبَدَنِيَّةُ وَالْقُوَّةُ الظَّاهِرَةُ وَالْبَاطِنَةُ, that quwwah which is hidden, internal strength and external strength. What else? وَبِمَا أَنفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ, because of that which they have spent from their wealth. هَذِهِ عَطْفٌ عَلَى قَوْلِهِ بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Now Allah gives another reason. بِمَا أَنفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ, because of what they have spent from their wealth. لِأَنَّ الْمُنْفِقُ عَلَى نِسَائِهُمُ الرِّجَالِ, why? Because those that spend upon the women, they are the men. لِأَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَكْتَسِبُونَ, they are the ones who should be taking care of the يعني, of their families. فَالزَّوْجُ يُنْفِقُ عَلَى زَوْجَتِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَتْ غَنِيَّةِ, the man he spends upon his wife even if she is rich. وَالْأَبُ يُنْفِقُ عَلَى أَهْلِهِ, the father, he spends upon his family. فَمِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ صَارَ لَهُمْ الْقِوَامَةُ لِتَفَضُّلِهِمْ خَلْقَةً وَخُلُقًا وَعَقْلًا وَفِكْرًا وَلِفَضْلِهِمْ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ بِالْإِنْفَاقِ. So why are the men the caretakers of women? Because of how Allah has blessed them in their bodily creation, in their intellect, in their thought process, and because they are the ones who spend upon the women. Now in this there is a point to be mentioned. Barakallahu feekum. Many times today you find that we will have men that come and say, my wife does not respect me. But if you ask the men, are you earning for your wife? Are you taking care of your family? They say, well, no. She is on what? She is on assistance, financial assistance from the government. So she gets it and we live together. Why has Allah made the men the caretakers of women? What is one of the reasons? They spend upon the women. So, the reason why the woman will look at the man and say, yes, he is the caretaker of me, is twofold, right? Or actually twofold, one of them divides into two categories. The first of them is, بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ, because of how Allah has blessed one over the other. So the woman will look at the man and say, what? That yes, he has quwwah al-badaniyah, he has the strength of a man. غالباً. ثانياً, he has quwwah al-batina, he has the hidden strength. From the hidden strength is, for example, a man controlling his anger. But what do you find men doing? The woman becomes angry, so what does the man do? He becomes just as angry as the woman, and he begins to act like the woman. screaming and yelling. And then you find that many occasions they don't spend upon their families, they're not earning a living. So the woman, is she going to look at this man and say, yes, he is my caretaker? No. And if she is not looking at the man as the caretaker, as the spender, as the earner, as the one who has self-discipline to say, I can control myself when I'm becoming angry, will the woman respect the man? When the reasons for which the woman would respect the man are, have been taken away by the man. So in this is a lesson not only for the man, but not only for the woman, but the man. That if you want to be viewed as the caretaker of your wife, the maintainer of your wife, then you must have not only quwwa al-badaniya, because that is something that Allah has created you with, but you must have al-quwwa al-batina, the hidden strength, patience, self-control, not acting upon your anger, using your intellect when you make decisions. How many times do we find the wives, and even the women, they would say this, when a certain time comes upon them, then the feelings change, right? They become angry sooner. They are touchy sooner. Anything can affect their mood. Subhanallah, is it from the characteristics of the man to be the same? Or should the man control himself? Self-control. This is the reason why we see what we see in marriages. Because the man does not carry himself as the man, by that which Allah has blessed him with. He has taken that away from himself. فَهُمْ قَوَّامُونَ بِتَفْضِيلِ اللَّهِ إِيَّاهُمْ وَبِفَضْلِهِمْ هُمْ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. So Allah has made them the maintainers of women because of why Allah has... Because of why I sit over here where there's no fan. Go sit over there. Because of how Allah has blessed them over the women. Sit up. Sit up. Because of how Allah has blessed them over the women, and because they pay from what Allah, they spend from what Allah has blessed them with. From their wealth. أي من أموال الرجال. From the wealth of the man. Because, to be very open about it, if you are spending from what the government is giving you, does a woman look at you and say, yes, you are the breadwinner of the house? Is she going to say, yes, you are the one who is spending on me? Or is she going to say, no, Obama is spending on me? No, this one is spending upon me. No, this is not what we look at. فَالسَّبَبُ التَّفْضِيلَ الْجَسَدِي بِالْقُوَّةِ الظَّاهِرَ وَالْقُوَّةِ الْبَاطِنَةِ. So Allah has made us the caretakers of them because of strength in our bodies, strength in our intellects, and also because we spend from our wealth upon them. Then, ثُمَّ قَسَّمَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ النِّسَاءِ إِلَى قِسْمَيْنِ. And then Allah, He divides the women into two categories. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتٌ هَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ. فَالصَّالِحَاتُ, So those women that are righteous, qanitatun, obedient, hafizatun lilghaybi bima hafiz Allah, they protect in their husband's absence what Allah has ordered them to protect. They are salihat, they are righteous. They are not corrupt in their actions. They are the ones that complete the rights of Allah and they complete the rights of their husband. They are qanitatun. Qanitatun meaning they are obedient. So where they are salihat, they are righteous, they remain upon that righteousness. They're not righteous one day and then a week of unrighteousness. Then they return to being righteous. But their righteousness continues. حَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ They protect what is unseen. Yani that which the people do not see. For example, they protect the secrets of their home. Do they call other women and speak about the secrets of their homes? No. They hide what occurs in their homes. They hide, cover up what is between them and their husbands. So the righteous woman, no one outside of her house knows what happens in her house. This is another thing we mention. There is, and this is unseen, ya ikhwan. This is unseen. Here in the States, there is this big push about having what? Counseling. Now, we say this on two levels. Number one, if the situation is dire, is it allowed for interceders to come in between husband and wife, one from the man's side, one from the woman's side, to attempt to reconcile the affairs of husband and wife? Is this allowed? Naam. Is it allowed to have counseling because a husband did not take out the garbage one day? Is it allowed to have counseling because your wife forgot to wash your clothes or iron your clothes one day? Is this a reason for counseling? This is not a reason for counseling. This is something we don't know, and I've noticed it on many occasions. Someone comes and calls and says, "Akhi," and this is the man. Yani, when you listen that this is the story of the man, then you're not surprised why the marriage is in trouble. Where a man calls and says, "Akhi, wallahi, you know, I've been patient with this woman since I've married her. And it's gotten to the point I'm thinking about divorcing her." Khalas, you say, "Okay, tayyib, akhi. You know, how long have you been patient with her?" "Akhi, wallahi, I've been married to her for 4 months now." 4 months you've been married to her? "I've been married 11 years and I'm still patient every day. As my wife is patient with me, as my wife is patient with me." Thaniyan, you say, "Tayyib, what are you being patient with?" "Akhi, wallahi, she doesn't clean the house the way I want her to clean the house." Do you clean the house the way you want to clean the house? Do you partake in that? "Well, no, it's my job too. It's my job to just earn a living. That's my job." Naam, that is your job. And naam, taking care of the house is her job. But what did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam do when he was home with his wives? Would he just sit? Or would he help the women with the work in the house? What would he do? He would help. So when the man is like this, the one who has quwwatul aql, who has the strength of intellect, who should have quwwatul sabr, should have the strength of patience, who has quwwatul tahammul, has the strength of self-control. When the man is like that, is it surprising that the marriages don't last? in this ayah are great lessons for the men and the women. There was a day when Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, both of them had a disagreement. Both of them had a disagreement. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, her house. He asked her about her husband. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had left the house because of their disagreement. Now this is Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her husband, Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he asks about Ali, does Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha say to the Messenger of Allah, "We just had a problem, this was the problem, I want you to intercede"? Huh? No. She mentions and she says, "We had a disagreement and he left the house." Khalas, that's it. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves to find Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was sleeping in the masjid. So when he woke up, what happened? On the side of his face and his beard there was turab, there was dust, dirt on his face. The Messenger of Allah labeled him Abu Turab. What is the lesson to be learned? Here is Fatima bint Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the daughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here is Ali bin Abi Talib, the first child to accept Islam. And they did not involve the Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah, the cousin of Ali bin Abi Talib, the father of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, they did not involve him to intercede. Nor did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede in that affair. In this ayah are great lessons for the husband and the wife to learn from. Tahammul. If you want to be viewed in the manner that the man should be viewed, then characterize yourself how Allah characterizes you in the Quran. Quwwatul badan, quwwa al-zahira, the apparent strength, quwwa al-batina, the hidden strength. الْإِنْفَاقُ مِنْ أَمْوَالِكُمْ, and spending from your wealth. Spending from your wealth. This is how you establish your place as the man in front of the woman. Now, what is obligatory upon the sisters, upon the women? That they should be الصالحات, that they should be righteous, they should be قانتات, they should be forthgoing in that, they should not ascribe righteousness to themselves for a day, for 2 days, but they should be forthgoing in that. حَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ, and they should protect the unseen. بِمَا حَفِظَ اللَّهِ, with that which Allah has guarded. بَلْ إِذَا سَأَلْتَ عَمَّا فِي بَيْتِهَا, if you were to ask that woman about her house, قَالَتْ نَحْنُ بِخَيْرٍ, we are good. Is there any house that does not have mashakil in it? Is there any house where there is not disagreement? Regardless of what the house is. Regardless of what the house is. There will be times when there is disagreement. But any time the woman is asked about her house, she says what? نَحْنُ بِخَيْرٍ. No, we are good. We are good. وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ إِحْدَى إِمْرَأَةِ إِسْمَعِيلَ عَلَيْهِ إِمْرَأَةِ إِسْمَعِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, look at one of the wives of Ismail عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. لَمَّا سَأَلَهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ عَنْ حَالِهِمْ شَكَتْ. Look at one of the wives of Ismail alayhi salam. When Ibrahim alayhi salam asked her, and this is when Ibrahim would travel to the house of Ismail, and Ismail would not be there alayhi salam. So Ibrahim alayhi salam will ask the wife, what is the condition of your house? What would she do? Complain. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he would say, فَقَالَ لَهَا, Ibrahim would say, قُولِ لَهُ يُغَيَّرْ عُطْبَةَ بَابِهِ. He would say to, say to him what? Ibrahim alayhi salam would advise the wife of Ismail, tell him when he comes home, change the covering of your door. Meaning what? Huh? Divorce her. She was the covering of his door. The woman, ya ikhwan, for my sisters, you are the protectors of the honors of your husband. You protect the honor. Because you see from your husband what no one else sees from your husband. So you are the curtain of the door of your husband's house. Wathaniya, the second one, she said, that we are good. She praises her condition. فَقَالَ إِذَا جَاءَ الزَّوْجُ فَقُولِ لَهُ يَمْسِقْ عُتْبَةَ بَابِهِ. When your husband comes, tell him, hold on to the curtain of your door. Meaning, do not divorce her, keep her.
فَمِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَنْ تَكُونُ شَاكِيَةٌ فَاضِحَةٌ تُحَدِّثُ النَّاسَ بِكُلِّ مَا يَكُونُ فِي بَيْتِهَا.
From the women are those that complain. This is their job, they just complain. My husband doesn't do this, my husband doesn't do that, she doesn't do this, he doesn't do that. She speaks to the people of what occurs in her house. So much so that some women will go and speak about the actual secrets that should only be between, yani it's not even the secrets of the house, secrets of the bed. Secrets of the bed. And go and speak about it in front of people. Or complain about it. These women are not from the righteous ones.
حَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ.
So they guard the unseen. What Allah has ordered them to guard, they guard it. They do not make it apparent.
نعم وَاللَّاتِ تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ.
Then those on whose part you see ill conduct, you fear from them ill conduct, bad actions. فَعِذُوهُنَّ, admonish them.
وَحْجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ,
do not go to them in their beds. وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ, and hit them. Yani lightly. Not yani you don't go out and get a hammer. If there is benefit in it. So if you see from them ill conduct, you see them being disobedient, then what do you do?
فَعِذُوهُنَّ,
you admonish them.
وَهْجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَوَاجِعِ,
you leave them in their beds.
وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ,
or you hit them. Severely? No, not severely. And if there is benefit in it. If there's no benefit in it, huh? This is the other thing we see. Right? That we don't use our aql. We don't use our aql. Someone comes and says, "Na'am, she didn't cook dinner, so I hit her. I gave her a black eye." So at night, she comes and she beats him. Ya ikhwan, this is not the religion. It's not the religion of Allah. But there's a fourth affair. What's the fourth affair? At-talaq. At-talaq. But Allah does not mention it here, لِأَنَّهَا مَكْرُوهَةً إِنْدَهُ, because it is disliked by Allah. Listen to this. وَهَذِهِ الْأَخِيرَةِ. This is the last one. There's an order, right? فَعِذُهُنَّ. What do you do first? Admonish them. What do you do second? What do you do third? What do you do fourth? Talaq. What's the first one with many people today? Turn it upside down. The first thing they think of is talaq. First thing they think of is talaq. Sheikh, he says, وَهَذِهِ الْأَخِيرَةُ مَعَ الْأَسَفِ هِيَ أَوَّلُ مَرْحَلَةٍ عِنْدَ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ النَّاسِ. This last phase, with great sorrow, we say, with many of the people, it is the first. If the wife is disobedient to him in anything, he divorces her. Firstly, you admonish. You remind her of the rights of the husband. What she will have from reward if she completes those rights. ثانيا وهجروهن في المضاجع. You separate from them in the beds. If this causes her to be upright, then alhamdulillah. If not, then the third. وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ. Here, the meaning of this is not التضريب, يعني you beat them that it hurts them, but التأديب. Huh? To make them متأدبة. To give them manners. So by the beating, the meaning is not, it means to rectify her, not to harm her. Also, it is not upon you, it is not upon you to hit her in the face, for indeed this is something which Allah has disallowed. فَإِنْ أَطَعْنَكُمْ. Now if they obey you, فَلَا تَبْغُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ سَبِيلًا, then do not continue with that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيًّا كَبِيرًا. Indeed Allah is the most high and the greatest. So, in this dunya, without a doubt, there are levels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. The men, they are the caretakers of women. So without a doubt, the men have a higher status than women in Islam. And this is the reason why you see the breaking down of the fabric of society today. Not only the Muslim family, of society generally. Is because the husband wants a house, so the husband gets a job and he pushes the wife out of the house for her to get a job. Is it disallowed for women to work? No. But who has right over that money? Whose right is it upon that money that she earns? It's her money. If she wishes to spend it upon her family, upon her house, is it allowed for her? Na'am, it's allowed. Can the husband demand that from her? No. That's not her job. That's your job. But in the akhirah, where is there equality between men and women? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ The Muslim men, the Muslim women, the believing men, the believing women, وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ The upright men, the upright women, the truthful men, the truthful women, وَالصَّابِنِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ The patient men, the patient women, the fearing men, the fearing women, وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ Those men that give charity, the women that give charity, وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ The fasting men, the fasting women, وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ Those men that protect their private parts, those women that protect their private parts, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا Those men that remember Allah in abundance, وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ And those women, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward. So, when it comes to أعمال الصالحة, and when the man does an action and the woman does a similar action, are the man and woman equal? Na'am. In the reward, are they equal? Na'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here mentions the man and the woman, the man and the woman, the man and the woman, and the man and the woman, and then says, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ Allah has prepared for them مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا Forgiveness and a great reward. So where there is justice, inequality, then there is equality. But when there is not justice, inequality, then there is no equality. InshaAllah ta'ala, we're going to suffice with this amount, inshaAllah. We'll continue with these topics, inshaAllah, in 2 weeks. نكتفي بهذا القدر. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.